Hey, Michaela.
Hey, Warwick.
So, if you had to give up your day job and find something else to do, what would it be?
I've always wanted to be like a rock concert manager.
So the next question is, what's stopping you?
Because I know nothing about rock music concerts.
Clearly based on your playlist.
Hang on. Hey.
Welcome to the Tradies Business Show, helping you get off the tools and into true business ownership so you can spend more time doing the things that matter most. Now, here are your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark.
So welcome to the Tradies Business Show on location today.
We are. I mean, it's Monday. We normally record on a Monday, but we're not in our air-conditioned studio drinking fancy coffees today. We've been called in to help, like an SES, SOS call.
Yeah, it's like the A-team or something.
Yeah, we've had to come in.
Chop it in.
It is. My husband's business, his subby didn't show up. It's Monday morning. The subby's let him down.
Bloody subbies.
So he's pretty desperate, so he's asked us to help
him. He must be desperate to have us helping him out.
Well, he's doing ceiling today and he had, I don't know, big plasterboard sheets.
That's the technical term.
It is. Yep. He needed people to help lift him, so yep. We've been tradies today.
Yeah, I'm even wearing the blue wife beater.
You are.
We'll have to stick a pic on the side of us in all of our glory.
Yeah, and I think we'll do a good job.
Yeah, well, the sheets are still on the ceiling.
Yeah.
They haven't fallen down yet.
No. No, I think we did all right.
Yeah, we did a good job. So it was kind of interesting chatting with Duncan about subbies and his perspective on getting other people to help. But it's something we see a lot of tradies really struggle with, isn't it, is getting other people to do some of their work.
Yeah, and I mean, he won't admit it, but he's a control freak and doesn't think anyone can do it as good as him, which I think most tradies suffer from. Mm-hmm. Mind you and me know nothing. Well,
Steady
you know
on.
A little. Sorry, okay.
I know a knife from a screw gun.
I didn't do up the drill box and it went everywhere when he opened it.
So. I'm just glad it was you and not me. I used to get yelled at by my dad on site for doing that sort of stuff.
So clearly I've got a bit to learn.
I've been suffering anxiety all day, so I'm just so worried about stuffing up.
Putting a hole in the wall.
Almost put a sheet through the fly screen.
Well, we didn't cost him money, so that's a benefit.
That's right. Maybe we could be guns for hire.
We could.
We could add that as a product to the Tradies Business Show.
We could be. We could upsell people for on-site help and we'll tell people about their businesses.
Yeah, we can give them marketing tips while we're helping them hang plasterboard or... I don't know, build houses.
And here's an interesting fun fact, that you and me have worked together for, I don't know, 18 months, uh-huh. You know, quite a long period of time, and you only met my husband today for the first time after 18 months, up a ladder.
Yeah.
So there you go, listeners.
Holding
very
up
interesting. Yes. And we do get Duncan's take on it in a minute, how he went, and I'm sure I was going to be the better labourer.
Well, I don't think he was going to say that in front of you, at least.
Well, he has to go home with me, so hopefully he'll say yes.
Yeah, I still think I was better.
Okay, all right. Let's ask.
Let's hear. We're here with Duncan, the plasterer, the famous Duncan, actually. And you must have been desperate, mate, to have us labouring for you on a job. So, mate, how did we go?
Yeah, not too bad, mate, not too bad. You did what you were told, so that was the main thing.
And who was better, me or Warwick?
Oh, definitely Warwick.
Yeah. L1 or L2? Which one's which? Anyway.
Well, I'm L1 because I'm in charge of the labouring team.
So it begs the question, Dunk, why was it so hard to get other people to help you on a job? As a long-time tradie, mate, what's the biggest struggle in getting other people to work with you?
Oh, it's more that other people are busy and stuff, because it's real busy times at the moment and stuff like that. So, yeah, and the fella let me down today. So, yeah, you guys came to the rescue and, yeah, and did the job and done the hard bit and lifted the sheets and we got him in and didn't break anything. So that was pretty impressive.
So are we qualified plasterers now we've done a day?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, yeah. Is that what you want to hear?
just tell her what she wants to hear, mate, and you'll be fine. But it really is a challenge, isn't it, when you get people who let you down and then you're left taking responsibility for the job and at the end of the day you're the one that has to deal with the customer. So does that sort of thing happen often, Dunk?
Yeah, it does a bit, mate, unfortunately. But, you know, what can you do about it? got to keep battling on, and yeah, that's about it.
Show must go on, mate. Job's got to be done.
Yeah. So, no, thanks heaps for coming, and hopefully I don't ever need you again.
Well, we didn't put too many holes in the plasterboard, Michaela.
No, and I don't think I got abused once, so still married, so it's been a good day all round.
He was on his best behaviour today, but he does get to do the fancy bit now that everybody sees when he tapes up all of our dings and marks and everything in the plasterboard, so he really does just claim the credit for all the work, doesn't he?
He does. But I do have a question for Duncan, because you do get mentioned on the show a bit. How many episodes of the show have you actually listened to?
Oh, that'd be none. So maybe I'll listen to my bit, I suppose, since I'm a celebrity now. But, I'm not into your iPads or phones or whatever you got. So, I'm a 4KQ man, so that's my channel of choice.
Good plug for a bit of commercial radio there. So nice to see an old school tradie, mate, and we'll let you get on your knife and your board here and patch up some nail holes.
Yeah, all right, then. Thanks for that. Sorry for breathing smoke in it. Thanks heaps, and look forward to hearing me on the show.
Actually, I got one last quick sneaky question for you, Duncan, and it's something we ask all our guests on the show, mate. If you had 1,000 tradies in a room, what's one piece of advice you'd love to leave them with?
You'll have to give me 10 minutes to think about that one. Do better at school and don't become one.
Good advice. So there you go, tradies. If you're already a tradie, it's probably too late, but don't get Makara and I to help you on the job site, because you're not going to make much money. If you don't want to end up on tools like us and Dunk,
because he certainly, I don't think he really likes being a tradie from that little interview.
Either that or he just didn't like us being around him while he was being a tradie.
I think 20 years of plastering, I think he's over it,
does
you could say.
You, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
And that's really why we're here. So if you want some more help to get off the tools, head on over to tradiesbusinessshow.com, grab our 99 free marketing tips for tradies. There's some great ideas in there. You can implement lots of those straight away. And make sure you get on the list too, because Michaela and I are working on some really cool ways to help you even more to get off the tools and into true business ownership. So tradiesbusinessshow.com, get over there, grab the thing.
And we've also got some free shit to give away. We're gonna do monthly giveaways.
Yes.
To people on our email list.
Yes.
So books and all sorts of cool stuff. So make sure you sign up.
Get on it. Until next time.
Bye.
Hooroo.
You've been listening to the Tradies Business Show with Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark. Want to get off the tools and into true business ownership? Find out how at tradiesbusinessshow.com.